is the poetess in the house, Suzanne Owens. Is that a word, poetess? Probably. I invented it.
Is that okay? Thank you. Because of the times we're going through, it seems like it's a reign of terror everywhere. And so I'm reading about the reign of terror in France that Charlotte Corday started. It's called The Ballad of Charlotte Corday. After Jean-Paul Marat's assassination by Charlotte Corday, the way was left clear for Robespierre to set up his government and the terror that followed. Marat was the only man in France who could have checked it. Beautiful, they said I was, but in this portrait here, you see my hair was not so gold, my eyes were not so clear. Fame to those who knew me came, who merely touched my dress, yet history tells I really did leave France in quite a mess. The convent was my mother dead, my cot, my bowl of soup. The nuns have said, for her my head a little would always droop. I read about the martyrs and all the long-gone saints, and the thought of being one of those almost made me faint. Twisting thread around my thumb, the scene I did discern. On the officer so brash and young, the raging peasants turned. The mob slit wide his belly. I sewed a fair rosette. Can see his hand upon the pike, his head upon the pike, at my window yet. Someone tossed his heart away to a bawdy one, who put it in her mouth and ate the beating on her tongue. Those two well-dressed were made to kiss his entrails strung on spikes. 'Twas then I knew that I'd been born to kiss with a knife. Would they forget a woman's hand? Would it be sufficient? My needle contemplated silk. Sunless, cool, efficient. I'd become a saint to them. Peasants bear a lot. My needle plied the words again. Shall I? Shall I not? I wasn't born for a life of labor, nor for a life of lies, but dressed myself in garments the granite color of my eyes. In them, no hint of poverty, but a sacred mission. In them, no peasant suffering, just the same suspicion. I wasn't born with hands of muscle, clutching stalks of clay, grain, but a knife fresh from the grinding stone could weigh in all the same. Inside my bodice slid the blade, my hands in gloves of gray, I would die with nothing on my historic day. You stood in the doorway, wary of the stranger just your age, clutching her fan to her bodice, whispering, "Hear what I've come to say. You're no slattern as reported. Oh, let me enter, dear. I bring news of plots against your love. For him I fear. Trustingly, she took my arm, softly shut the doors. He works in his slipper bath. She sighed. His body is sick with sores. Across the copper, we laid aboard the only desk he's got. He hid in the sewer's feculence. For his people he has fought. My shadow fell across Murat, healing in his bath. I had no doubt, no twilight, no questions did I ask. Perhaps he was reading my letter, tugging at his gown, or at that moment heard your voice and smiling glanced around. I raised my arm, my hand fell down, the 6-inch blade being shown the way to his compassionate heart by the anger in my own. The inkstand toppled into the bath, clouded with crimson currents. Now to the reign of terror, there was no deterrent. You could not stop up with your hands. His rushing blood, you tried. Soaked in his ebbing life, you wept. Oh, why did you kill him? Why? He's a friend to the desperate workers, fights for democracy. Your mistaken deed is terrible in its futility. He is no monster, tyrant, foul, a royalist, unwise. His enemies are hypocrites, the peasants they despise. By the crowds, for my beheading, they drove the long way round. A young man threw a rose to me. Even the rain bowed down. My courage stood like a statue, draped in assassin red. Behind the curtain window stood ambition, rage, and dread. In their glances, bloody orgies wrapped in linen white, like the fat of hanged man, their eyes burned bright. Crusaders, kings, nobles, beware the golden rule. For often just beneath your skins lurks savage ways and cruel. Wow. Oh, yeah.